And welcome to In Game Chat for Tuesday, September the 29th, 2009. We are the Fisher Podcast, colonygamers.com. You can check us out there, or you can hit us up at ingamechat.net. We got forums over at Cogdo. We love it when you reply to the forums there. It's even cool when people just sign up to Cog to reply to the forums. So thanks for doing that just recently. Anyway,
Beekeepers, I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding.
You can also reach us at everyone at ingamechat.net. Also Twitter, ingamechat there. You can call us 201-7-INGAME. 201-7-INGAME and leave voicemails there. And we always love it when you guys contact us. So a lot of fun there. I'm Scott.
I'm James.
Hi, I'm Jeremy.
I'm Dennis.
And I'm RJ.
And I got the full crowd here. It is 1 year anniversary for the show, 1 year anniversary for COG, so thanks for sticking around and enjoying the show. What do we talk about tonight other than our year anniversary? What else?
We'll see. Halo ODST.
And more Halo ODST talk. There's a lot of that. Because we had only played it like one night the last time.
Yeah.
It's only been a few days since the last episode because we had to alter our recording schedule because of the release of the game.
Yeah. We got to do that again next week, by the way.
Yeah, we do. And probably more often in the following months.
Yeah.
Scott and Dennis played the Brutal Legend demo. RJ, you know, about some Super Street Fighter 2.
James rode my ass tonight.
Did I?
Yeah, you did.
It was sexy.
How can you
tell it was nuts. Painful, if anything.
It says Super Street Fighter 2.
Did I say Super Street Fighter
2? Yes,
I did the same thing. Yeah. We were talking out in the lobby, and I was like,
How can you say anything other than Super Street Fighter and not end it with a 2?
When there's a 4 coming out.
Whatever.
We just skipped over 3. Don't forget
that. Whatever. I've been trained for, like, you know,
15, 20 years.
2 decades or something. I don't know.
Yep, that's right.
Okay. You, like, cracked open your PS3 and went to town on it.
That's an interesting story.
Some crazy slapdash Shade Tree PS3 repairs.
Yeah, we just jerry-rigged it and it worked.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, you spoiled it. Now they know what happened. Now they'll have to listen to find out whether it worked or not.
It didn't work. It's a lie.
Fuck, we lost all 5 of them.
Great.
At the end, we talk about going to see Moon, even though Scott didn't because he sold out.
Because he's a pecker.
Yeah.
Told you.
And I'm sure there's some other stuff in this episode, too.
Probably somewhere. Yeah. In the middle there after this and then.
Dude, the fish bait taco is nice. I gotta try that.
It's really pretty good.
I don't doubt it, dude.
You need to do it on a weekend. You need some time to. There's digestion that has to occur.
Oh shit! Yeah.
Full details on the recipe in this episode.
That's no recipe.
Pizza and a hot dog.
Just bad judgment. I'm just saying, like, if I had had a deep fryer. I would not have stopped where I did.
You put some powdered sugar on that thing next time?
No, but I may tie it up like, you know, lace it up like a beef Wellington.
Tray, yeah.
Well, I was just thinking because the fair's coming to town, and like, fuck the fair, but fair food.
Like fried cheese?
I'm starting to think of combinations of fair food, man.
Oh, my God.
I want to wrap an elephant ear inside a funnel cake.
What is this even about? This isn't an introduction to the show.
It's really not. Sorry.
All right, enjoy the show.
Really? Did the whoever stop by with the what have you?
James is on the phone right now. Talking to Dana.
And that turned out how?
Wish we had a camera.
Right.
Dana's talking a lot. James is
listening. Okay. What do you have?
There he goes.
What do you have? You said you had stuff. Yeah.
It's probably veggie stuff for food. He hates that shit.
Okay. That sounds good. I don't know. Okay. Well, I mean, I'll give you a... What do you call it? A call.
Like right now in his mind, he wants to throw the phone across the room.
Okay. You didn't happen to pick up any dog food, did you? No, because I forgot to tell you. Yeah, I need some dog food. I forgot to tell you this morning. I didn't think you were leaving that early, so. I was too tired. I was just trying to figure out how to yell at you to turn off the light. I totally forgot about dog food. It's okay. And she's, yeah. Oh, well. They're his, not yours. Okay. Okay.
They're talking about games.
All right, love you too. Oh, yeah, I'll do that. All right, bye.
World's best intro.
I'll say we got that conversation back now.
Did you get your information exchange on?
Oh, God, no. Not really. No, not really. She does this thing in the morning, which it's 5 a.m. Like, turn the light off. Just turn the fucking light off. Yeah, you leave. Turn the fucking light off. That's all I really care about in the morning when she leaves for work. And she's just like, the whole time. Because, like, I mean, nobody likes getting up at 5 a.m. So you're running all crazy and everything. And I get it. But it's like, once she's gone and I can sense that there's no more movement in the house, I have to get up and turn all the lights off. Because, you know, I'm not up yet or anything. So, whatever. There was supposed to be information exchange this morning, and it didn't occur because the lights were on.
I can only talk when the lights are off.
I can only think when the lights are off. Speaking of which, what the fuck is going on in here?
Turn the light
That's
off,
the problem.
And it's hot, considering it was nice outside.
Yeah, today was
crack
first.
I the window, but it's so loud. We're right next to the interstate. So.
Today was really nice down here. Anyway, yeah, whatever. She's all like, I got some fancy makings for grub. And I'm like, it's awesome. Thanks. Happens to be Tuesday. But.
Yeah. Well, see, she was on a week-long vacation, so I'm sure her days have run together here. And she's
Yeah. No, they have. They have. So I'll be having a glorious vegetarian meal when I go home later.
Yummy, yummy tofu dog.
Yeah. I don't mind that stuff really. And whatever. She's not. It's a salmon. She's fixing salmon burgers. So, like, that's fine. Like, it's technically...
That's not bad.
Whatever. You shut up over there. You don't know.
what did you eat when she was gone?
I ate Totino's pizzas with hot dogs wrapped inside them. And not, like, just hot dogs, but I, like, cooked the hot dog and then, like, fixed the hot dog on a bun. And then wrapped that inside of a pizza.
What's the name of that dish?
Huh? It's fucking awesome. It's what its name is.
Yeah, if I were to look in a cookbook,
I could not figure out which one I wanted. I was like, I did, like, you know, I'm either going to have, like, hot dogs or pizza.
It's called the fish bang.
Yeah. I was like, well, fuck that decision. That's a stupid decision.
Fish bang taco.
Yeah, man. So I just like, yeah, cooked my, because like I put the pizza in the oven. I was like, man, I really want hot dogs. So I like fixed my hot dogs. And I was like,
and then you had that
brilliant idea. Because like the pizza was still kind of like, you know, not crispy or anything yet. It was like in the gooey
stage.
That's
not a bad idea.
So I was like, man, give me that fucking thing. I pulled it out and like wrapped it up and then put it back in and let it bake for a while.
Nice. I want someone to make this recipe and put a picture of it on the forum.
It's really awesome.
This is why you're fat.
Yeah.
Brian Kennedy, even though not in James's case.
Yeah, I can still kind of get away with eating like that. I eat like that a lot. I eat those kinds of things. I used to eat those kinds of things a lot. I don't eat like that anymore.
No, salmon burgers.
The whole, you know, it was like when I was a, you know, it was like Pulp Fiction. Like when I was a kid, you know, not a kid, but like whatever. Pulp Fiction came out and like Sam Jackson's talking about, you know, doing his whole Royale with cheese speech to Frank Whaley or whatever. He's like, my girlfriend's a vegetarian, so it makes me a vegetarian. And I was like, I fucking moron. Now I'm all like, God, motherfucking damn it, he was right. But anyway, yeah, that's the whole point. I eat shit while she's out of town. It's like really bad. I didn't eat anything of any value whatsoever. Everything I ate was sugar, salt, or fat. You know? So whatever, it was great.
We got to play Halo.
Yeah, we did.
That was good.
We spent, now James spent a considerably lot longer time than we actually did. But
well, we played it last Thursday.
Well,
after we got all your shit fixed.
We should start. We'll start with Thursday. As soon as the show was over, we went home and we played.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Yeah,
because like, your
network. We sent you home with a a really long fucking cable so you wouldn't have to do the wireless anymore, mm-hmm. and another router in case that didn't work.
Right.
So you tried the cable, and, like, that was a no-go.
That was a no-go.
But actually, first we just tried going with your regular setup, right?
No.
No, he went straight to the cable.
I went straight to the cable. Since we had already played, me and James had already played the night before.
And then, like, so we played, and we started, like, having major issues, so then we kicked you out to change your router, and everything was fine. Everything was great. And then you called me, and were like, hey, man, I can't get this shit to work.
Yeah.
And so... I worked with you for what?
It was at least an hour.
Your style, when you get a toy or when you get a new device, you have to put your shit on there.
You gotta mark your territory.
Yeah. Oh, he does, which is by not using the shit it came with. That's no.
Yeah, I didn't realize that, like, the router I gave him, I had flashed with some of the alternate firmware.
I dare anybody to find a device in that man's house that hasn't been fucked with. That comes with stock. Yeah. No. Not gonna happen. So yeah, we had to figure all this shit out. And because it's not using the regular stuff, you couldn't go to a help forum about it.
Well, you could.
You could, but they were all just like, yeah, you changed the MAC address. Because that was the problem. Like, your cable is tied to a specific MAC address for your router.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to clone that MAC address.
Boy, I looked all over that goddamn thing.
And everybody was just like, yeah, you just changed the MAC address.
Where do you do that?
But, like, I couldn't see the menu in front of me because, like, I don't have this firmware at home. Like, I use a different alternate firmware at home than the one I gave him.
Still not stock, by the way.
Yeah. So I was, like, trying to help him figure out. He's like, I can see the MAC address, but I just can't figure out how to change it. So, like, I figured he had to be overlooking it somehow. But anyway, we finally, like, found a way to issue commands through, like, a little, you know, command line interface to get the MAC address to change, and then got him in there. And it was a lot better. A lot better. We actually completed some matches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty tough. It was pretty late by the time we got around to doing that.
Yeah.
Because, like, Dennis and I sat around the whole time just kind of twiddling our thumbs, and every now and then they'd be like,
yeah,
are you still there? And he's like, yeah. And he was the host, and I was like, just make it go.
Yeah.
I hear this, and I hear this over my speaker, so I'm on the phone with Scott. He's like, just make it go. So it'll be real fun trying to keep Jeremy alive. So I, like, go and I pick up my controller. I'm like, well, I can at least try to keep myself alive. You know, yeah,
it's
I'm
an escort
phone.
Mission. Yeah, so you, but well, the guy no, Jeremy. Moves.
No. He would just run off into a corner.
Yeah, for, like, the first little bit, I tried shooting some stuff, but then, like, I had to go look some shit up on the internet for Scott. So I just, like, ran the guy off into a corner until he started getting shot at, and I'd go, like, find another corner to hide in.
That was actually kind of miserable, because I was like, you know, I sort of talked up how fun this was, and this isn't very fun right now. But after that...
Because it was spawning enough enemies for three people.
Yes.
And there were really only two of you playing.
So...
Challenge.
I didn't want a challenge. I wanted something fun.
Yeah.
But we got all of us in there...
No, it was money. It was really money. And then over the weekend, we managed, Dennis, you completed the campaign by yourself.
I completed solo, yes.
I got about a little over halfway through it, I guess.
Yeah, I got right up pretty close to the end on solo. Scott, I don't know, you didn't do any of it.
I didn't do solo. I started
in touch it at
co-op
all.
Completely.
And then on Sunday, yeah, I did the same thing, which is apparently...
Which I kind of wanted to do that, because I knew you were going solo with it. I knew you were going solo. I knew all of you were going solo through this thing. I said, well, I'll be the odd man out. I'm just going to start it as co-op and see what the difference is in comparison. Although, going through it, I can already tell what the differences were.
Yeah.
That, like, the parts, the flashbacks should really be, it can be played either way. You're going to get
there are,
much
some
out
of them are obvious. Well, I don't know. Some of them, the ones that are vehicle-centric, are far more interesting co-op.
Yes. Oh, totally, totally. That's what I'm saying. The flashback ones... you can go either way, co-op preferred.
Because there was the one when you're getting the Warthog.
And yeah, the Uplift Reserve.
Wait, I didn't trust the AI to gun.
Yeah.
And so I like, trust got him to drive. No, you can't trust him to do tough. Either. But like at least
they
if I'm on the gun,
better
I'm
than
killing.
They used to.
Yeah. But like several times, the little fucker would flip us over or drive us right up next to like a big turret and we'd all die. So.
Yeah, not a way to go. However, Mombasa Streets is clearly something that should be played by itself.
At least at some point. Yeah. It should not be avoided as co-op.
No, it shouldn't be.
I mean, specifically when you, you know, as you unlock the different voice files.
Yeah.
You unlock the supply cache. And, like, you know, those are clearly built for more than one person. They're very specifically designed for at least two people. So, but we mucked around. We fucked some stuff up. We got, like, to a certain point and then weren't paying attention to how the save system works. So we had to get Dennis left. We had to get Jeremy in. Wound up screwing our progression up, losing the voice files we'd already found.
Yeah.
Which meant that we lost some of the...
So which meant all the directions that we were getting were going back to the old audio files,
right,
and things like that that we had already found. So.
And I still haven't... I mean, I haven't unlocked them all. I don't know if you did or not.
No, I'm working on them. Like on 21 out of 30.
Okay. So. Yeah, I think personally I only made it to about 14. 18. Mm. But we got enough to unlock, like, the Mongoose. So that was mildly fun, although, like, kind of problematic to drive.
Yeah,
through the
streets.
Yeah. The streets are extremely cluttered. But, no, just really, really, like, it was really solid in co-op. I liked it a lot. And with the exception of Jeremy, we all finished the campaign. So
I have to say, sometimes I didn't understand its definition of area not safe to respawn. Because there were times when it was perfectly fine.
Three did that to us as well.
Three did the same thing, but it's just... There was one point, I think it was just me and you... And huge fucking firefights going on. It's just like, plop, here you go.
Yeah.
In front of a turret or... it put me in front of a wraith.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's not a safe place to spawn me at all.
Well, we had the biggest problem when we were...
Doing the Banshees.
Flying the Banshees and trying to escort the dropship out.
Yeah.
And, like, you would be 300 yards from stuff that's going wrong, and it just would not respawn somebody who had died.
Yeah.
But... move into the next area and initiate another firefight, and it'll plop you down right in front of it.
Mm-hmm.
That bit made no sense. But aside from that little bit of difficulty, it was actually worked really, really well.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. We played it. I played it for 9 hours. You played it for a lot longer because we started it.
I had to start the campaign over Sunday because I...
What time did you start playing on Sunday?
9 a.m.
Fuck!
And we played till about...
We played till 9 p.m.
9 p.m.?
Yeah. It was I started, it was 1 o'clock. I mean, we had to backtrack, but it was solid from 1 to 9.
I got to play a little bit of Assault with on Saturday evening with Unel Nino and a couple of his friends, too. So.
Does
we had
like
a good time.
As much as he likes me?
I hope
he didn't
not.
Admit to it if he did.
So, wait, what did you guys play?
Saturday evening?
They played Firefight.
Oh, Firefight. Okay, I thought you said Assault.
Oh, yeah, I said Assault because I'm a dumbass.
Okay.
We played Firefight.
All right.
I knew that.
Yeah.
He should have known that.
Well, you know, I'm just being kind.
I'm being clarified for the listeners.
They all knew what I was talking about.
Yeah, they did.
I want to play more Firefight or Assault, if that's the way you'd like to go. I would like to play more.
Well, I will only say that that's bad because there's no assaulting. Or rather, there is. It's just you're not involved in it. You're the recipient of assault.
Yeah. You get the assault. You don't get to do any assaulting. But yeah. Firefight's really great. And
I want to polish off the single player just for whatever reason.
And we have some contention with the whole Halo timeline from that game, and I don't know that necessarily we want to get into it right now. We've got a thread going on COG about it.
Well, and we all talked about it, and it's like, what, you know, it's not, fucking love the game, but it wasn't until the very end. There is naturally a scene after the credit sequence, like they are, you know, like they do sometimes, so...
There seems to be an error in the timeline, at least from what we can tell. It's confusing as to hell and back, because honestly, it feels more like I'm missing something more than it feels like...
I think that is the case.
Yeah,
they were very indistinct with marking progression during Halo 2 and Halo 3, when things actually happened.
Yeah.
Not just the order of events, but... the actual timeline.
But they were very
specific. Then in ODST, they were extremely specific. And particularly the last sort of in-game shot of ODST looks like it's not very long before the early parts of Halo 3.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's just that sort of thing that it can be difficult to to figure out. And if you, you know, we enjoy it a lot, and we just sort of wanted to figure out exactly when certain things were supposed to happen. But it was basically two elements of the post-credit sequence that were...
We can spoil it later and go into more detail.
That's
right?
True.
Yeah, we can. All right. I don't know that we're ever going to get any help because we can't find any... We'll go into this later, but yeah.
But regardless, still a good game.
Very, very, very.
Anybody play anything else?
But the only thing I played was the Brutal Legend demo.
I never got to play that. I started the download, but I never had a chance to fire it up. What did you think?
Right? Yeah, I played through it.
Yeah. I was pleasantly surprised. I wasn't looking forward to the game. I'm still, you know, I'm not planning on buying it. I'm planning on renting it. And even then, Uncharted 2 is coming first, especially with some of the reviews I'm reading. Uncharted 2 is really coming first ahead of Brutal Legend as far as getting any playtime for me.
Mm-hmm.
Which means I don't know when I'll get to it, because Borderlands then comes out not too long after the release of Uncharted 2. So
it comes out a week later.
Yeah, well, see how...
It's the 13th for...
It's the 13th for Uncharted, and it's 20...
And it's the 20th.
20th, yeah.
I believe it's the 20th for...
Yeah, for Borderlands. Yeah. So I don't know when, and then, of course, then once you hit November, you're fucked, regardless, so...
Well, but, you know... Depending on how you market it, there's not much of a division there. Because the 20th is Borderlands. And then, I'm not sure what's happening the last week of October, but the first week of November is... Tell's happening on the 3rd. Something's happening on the 3rd of November.
Headed to the internet.
Yeah, look at it. I can't remember what it is, but there's something very specifically happening on the 3rd.
Is that a... I think a Silent Hill remake comes out around there.
Is that? Well, then there's multiple somethings happening on the 3rd. Because that wasn't the one I was thinking of.
Dragon Age.
That's what it is. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I played the demo, and given what I heard, I wasn't expecting much. It was better than what I expected, given what I've heard about it.
Right.
But it wasn't like, oh my god, I have to get this game now. It's like, right. Okay, it'll probably be fun. One thing that kind of weirded me out that was kind of different than what I expected is that my guy can't jump.
You know, really?
He
couldn't jump at all. It's like the way the game plays, like I kind of expect to be able to like hop around and like, you know, bring my axe down on people.
I didn't necessarily think about it, but I thought, well, the tutorial hadn't gotten to that part yet or something, because normally you think A's jump, but A's attack and X is attack. They're two different attacks, and I thought maybe it'll be B or Y, but they never even got around to it. And by the time you get out of the that section where you're doing the fighting, it puts you into driving for pretty much the remainder of the demo. You're driving. That's it.
Yeah, and so, I mean, there are combos where he like jumps up in the air, but that's about it. You know, it's like, it's kind of unusual. I mean, it's not necessarily something like where I'm like completely weirded out, but it's like, you know, usually this sort of thing, you know, I'd be popping around left and right.
Yeah.
I wonder if he earns jump later.
It could be. I mean, it's like I said, it's not something I'm like, I have to go get it right now. And yeah, it is short demo. Rather short.
It's a short demo with long fucking cutscenes.
I was about to say, you know, it's when the intro is like, what, 8 or 9 minutes?
That's
which
that's a big selling point for this game, though, right? I mean,
what?
Yes.
The cutscenes?
Yes.
No. Jack Black.
The celebrity, you know. Yeah.
Well, but not just that, but I mean, a highlight of, I mean...
Oh, the highlight of the writing and
I mean, you're giving me weird looks, but I'm sorry. I thought that was one of the things.
I totally understand what you're saying now.
Like to the point where, if I were really cynical, I would suggest that, well, isn't that the only reason people want this game?
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't really actually say that because I haven't played the game, so I'm not.
Actually, was more interested in the humor that I was getting out of the. Just the random dialogue going on during gameplay. There's this part where you hop on this fucking vehicle that one of the enemies rode up on, and he's like trying to figure out how to drive it. You know, how to make it move. And I was like, I didn't want to make it move because I wanted to hear what kind of random shit he was just going to sit there and spout off forever. Which was really actually pretty funny.
Yeah. Because
he's sitting there thinking, well, it's got to be something, I got to say something evil. Dark Lord. No, that's not it. But, you know, it never looped.
Yeah.
That type of humor delivery goes all the way back to, you know, old adventure style games,
right?
Old Sierra stuff, and LucasArts. So, yeah.
I wonder if, again, haven't played the game. I don't know. Will play the game. But whatever. I wonder if I would be a little more drawn to it if I knew it was an adventure game and not an action game.
Yeah.
I don't know. Because in my head, I think back when I really became aware of it, that's sort of what I imagined it was going to be.
Yeah, me too.
And it's not, so I'm, I don't know. I sure as hell don't mind action games. I like them a lot. But it seems like a really fantastic game world, and those things always seem to work a little bit better when you explore them from the adventure perspective. But adventure games sell for shit, so that's cool.
What did you think of the gameplay?
It was alright. You know, the combos were pretty simple. I mean, it's linear all the way. Of course, it's a demo, naturally. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of hoping it'll open up a little bit more as I go along. Particularly with like some of the driving sequences, if I can like drive over the land and such. But combat was alright. You have your axe and guitar. And you have a partner be about halfway through the demo that you can do a combo attack with. Then you got your usual block. I had a hard time blocking because sometimes I didn't notice when an enemy was like actually going to strike me. Mm-hmm. I guess it's just because I'm used to having my little Batman sense going off whenever somebody was trying to attack. But you know, I think as I played the game, it'll be like, okay, I see this guy's like bringing his sword up, so let me just sit here and block for a second.
All right.
Last thing, I didn't even see any like life meter even, or
yeah, and I didn't notice anything. Like I stood around and got hit for a while, and like the screen didn't darken or anything like that. There was nothing indicating that I was dying.
Did you die?
No. But I didn't. I just after a while, I thought, okay, well, maybe I'm not in a part of the level yet where
you can die.
Such a thing. Yeah. There's some games that do that. There's some games that don't even give you the health meter until after you've gotten out of whatever that section is in like tutorial. Fuck, man, I don't know. There's seriously.
Conquer's Bad Fur Day. I remember that.
Have been those games because I've always found that strange. I was like, oh, you're not counting health against me right now? What's going on? And of course, it's just because it just plopped you there, and you haven't gotten there yet to where you get that health. Halo would be that way. Halo would be that way with the exception of the fact that you're not around any enemies. It's not until
that doesn't count.
Go stand through all that shit. And
doesn't count.
On your
it
seat.
Doesn't count.
Go play it.
No. Why don't you stop talking out of your ass? Tell me the truth.
I'm telling you the truth. I didn't fucking die.
I know, but that's not what I'm talking about.
That might be because this is demo. That might be the reason they don't have you
done it. I don't care. I'm just fucking lying.
Yeah, he's just giving me shit.
He was trying to narrate my phone call with my girlfriend, so. I'm taking the piss out of the DJ. That's all I'm doing.
Quit killing my ego.
There are easier ways to do that. Want me to pull up that post from the COG forum?
This is stupid. God, it was 3:30 in the fucking morning that I wrote that. I do. At first, I didn't regret it, but then the more I was looking at it, I was like, that was kind of dumb, man.
I don't even necessarily disagree with you, but it was like,
here's a thread about.
I was like, what the hell are you even talking about?
And be like, Uncharted 2 is better.
What?
Which is stupid. I wouldn't want somebody in an Uncharted 2 thread to jump in there and be like, Brutal Legend, for no other apparent reason than because you're talking about Uncharted, is better than Uncharted, you know? That's how it came off.
Well, that's, yeah.
That's how it came off, but only after I go to bed and get up the next morning do I realize that, that's a pretty stupid post. Yeah. So anybody that's seen that post, I apologize. This is a stupid post. No, I sat there and tried to compare, for whatever fucking reason, Uncharted 2.
The
Brutal Legend, because they come out and say that.
Yes, that's really what it is.
Yeah.
That, like, if it was kind of like a population pressure issue, like, and how that shit always leads to warfare. That's all it was. Like, you got two games, high caliber games, both deserving of your attention, coming out on the same day, and no amount of time after that to really deal with whichever one you don't choose to play because of other things you've already kind of committed yourself to. That's all it is. That plus, you know, you apparently stick your head up your ass at 3:30 in the morning.
3:30 in the morning, man. I was like, there it is. Because I did. If you go back and read the post, I had a stopping point where I was just like, sorry, Tim, I'm not going to be buying your game. Uncharted 2 comes out on the same day, so yeah. That's where I was going to stop. Instead, it went, Uncharted 2 is coming out on the same day, so let's look at the facts. And then it was just a list. I'm sure James is going to look for it right now.
No. I already read it once. It made me uncomfortable. I'm looking at chicks in cosplay for whatever reason. I didn't even mean to.
But later on the thread, I apologized because I was like, yeah, that's a fucking dumb... And then I went back with the confession and said, hey, not a bad Brutal Legend, not a bad demo. But, you know.
Whatever. That's what we call a walk back.
Sort of, but I did want to say that I did play it.
What's the opposite of a moment of clarity?
Fuzzy moment?
No. You wish. I don't know. I honestly don't know.
I'll come up with my go-to guy.
I'll come up with something.
And it'll trust probably me, end up being the title.
Yeah, right. So. I'll deliver, I promise.
But yeah, that's all I played. Halo ODST, ODST in there. Oh, wait, no. Played one more thing. Played Pinball Effects. Played the new table.
Oh, wow. That's released. Really great. Why don't you tell us about the pinball game?
No, I'm done. That's just, I wanted to be, just being thorough.
Yeah.
That's it. I like the new table. That's all.
I am mildly interested in what RJ's been playing.
You fixed your PS3. We need to go back over that because our cliffhanger from last episode was that your PS3 was dead.
Yeah.
What'd you do?
Went to YouTube, searched Yellow Light of Death, and found a nice little video about taking the PS3 apart and doing a quick fix. And it might work, might not. It
was
a
50-50. What was the quick fix? What was the...
You basically take the system apart, take out the circuit board, and there are these two... there are these two parts on the board that has loose solder on it, very weak solder on it, and you just take a heat gun and blow some really hot air, about 700 degrees or so, melt the solder on it to the point where it solidifies the parts of the board. And after you let that cool off, get some thermal paste and recoat the processes on there.
So you had to pull the heat sinks off?
Yeah, you take everything apart.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, yeah. That's. No, I just want to make sure that like that.
Yeah. So when it's all.
The thermal paste, you know.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure that a heat sink was involved.
Yeah.
Otherwise, the thermal paste wasn't really doing anything.
Yeah. You take everything apart and you get the thermal paste on the processes and the board. Put everything back together and you got a 50-50 chance it worked. Well, I got the 50-50 chance the part that it did work. So so far so good. It's working now.
Awesome. So you basically blasted.
It's similar to a fix on the 360, but I didn't go into that one.
Well, because both of them have kind of similar to the same issue. I'm curious that was like. It was a heat gun, like the kind of heat gun you would use to like strip paint or something, or do stuff like that.
Industrial strength hair dryer.
That's crazy, man. Because like, I'm just saying, like that's indiscriminate. That's an indiscriminate application of heat, which could theoretically like bugger up the whole thing.
Yeah.
Because if it's enough to like,
RJ ain't scared.
Remelt the solder, then it's. I mean, I don't know what it looks like. I don't know what the pin distribution is like or anything, but it's theoretically possible to, like, create a short circuit somewhere if that's what you're doing. So that's really crazy. Maybe I'm just inventing all that shit in my head.
Yeah, well, maybe I'm wrong with this. It was the first time.
Oh, obviously you made your shit work, so.
Hey, it works. I'm happy. So
don't worry. I was doing the same thing, like, however long ago it was when I was like, I think I'll mod my PlayStation. It'd be simple, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, you know, scared the shit out of myself. Because I discharged all the capacitors in the AC adapter, the internal adapter. And so, like, it wouldn't come on when I put it all back together. You know, and I was, like, you know, doing it.
Raggy.
Yeah, yeah. I was, like, I was all freaked out about it, you know. And I, like, unplugged it and plugged it back in and, you know, pushed buttons a lot and kind of shook it, and then it came on, and I was like, I'm a genius!
It was like you were talking about earlier. I mean, I had to, it was either go this quick fix route or send $150 to Sony for the possibility of them saying we can't fix it by a new system.
Well, I'm just wondering if there's something between the quick fix, if there's only just the quick fix and the return to Sony, or if there's a quick fix and then an involved fix that you can do. I don't know. I haven't opened up.
Well, to be fair, I don't think you send them $150 and then they tell you they can't fix it. I think they just send you a new system if they can't fix it.
Regardless, you've got a not fixed system.
So. Yeah, and you didn't have to pay $150 for it.
That's good, man. That stuff's always a lot of fun.
So now that $150 you would have spent.
Mm-hmm. You know where that has to go.
Yeah, that's now set aside.
You have no choice.
We suggested it, so we get to like.
Don't
a
make
lot
me break your PlayStation
right?
again.
We're gonna start getting emails from listeners urging you to get a 360.
Mm-hmm. The easiest thing for you to do would just be to get one. Mm-hmm. You're gonna, to go ahead and get one. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, obviously you agree with me.
Mm-hmm. Did you play Call of Duty 4?
No.
Modern Warfare back on regular
PC? He already said no.
Okay.
What's wrong with you?
Modern Warfare as opposed to the other Call of Duty 4?
Well, at retail, you're surprised how often that question comes up.
I was just curious about that. I'd like to have you play in when it's released on the 360.
Yeah, it'd be fun. Limited co-op. Not really quite what we're talking about in ODST. But really good competitive multiplayer. While we're still on the subject of you and your stuff over there, what do you think about talk to me about the Street Fighter 4 information, the Super Street Fighter 4. Yeah, where are you at on all that?
Capcom was I'm going to pick it up regardless because I play a fighting game. Street Fighter is one of my favorites, but. The information that I got was basically that they were going to add 8 new characters, maybe some new ultras, and tweaking the all of the other characters in the game. The biggest issue came up was where a lot of folks thought it was basically downloadable content instead of them putting it out on the disc, which Capcom is going to be doing, putting it out on the disc. They didn't say it was going to be full price, maybe 30, maybe $40 or something like that.
Yeah.
Something in that price range. Not a full price game. Course,
but it is a standalone game.
It's standalone disc. You're gonna have to pay money to get this extra disc in spring of 2010.
Yeah, next spring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The thing I'm trying to get though is Capcom said that they were gonna have a special gift for those who have the original game and the Super Street Fighter 4 disc, and I've been trying to think of ways what that could possibly be. What type of gift would they give you for that?
Oh, it'd be like a
refrigerator magnet,
an email. Yeah. A very special thank you.
Yeah,
very.
We'll give you an extra costume for some character that you don't care about.
Mm. Yeah,
you'll get to play as Frank West.
Because
I think in one of their versus games they're putting him in there.
Who's Frank West?
Dead Rising guy.
Tetsunoko versus Capcom.
Yeah, that's the one.
That's it.
Yeah, he knows it.
Yeah.
What's your problem over there? I know what your problem is. You can't play Firefight right now.
Yeah, but I'm also reading the Uncharted 2 reviews. And it's getting great reviews.
Such a fanboy.
I am. I really am.
I know. You're supposed to argue with me a little bit when...
But I can on that point. You've seen my post.
I know.
I can't argue that point with that post in existence.
Count down the days till we can get Nolan North back on here.
It's clearly an example.
Oh, no. I don't use this.
Okay.
I the only reason I even have Facebook is in the hopes that Mo will post something really funny.
More walks in the park.
Yeah. I'm disappointed though. His posts are sort of they're really hokey, but they're sort of reasonable. You could imagine that sort of a normal guy posted that. That's very disappointing for me. I'm surrounded by sort of almost normal guys. There aren't that many Mo's going around. And he's squandering his Mo-ness on trying to be normal. That's a finite fucking resource, man.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, I don't know.
Did you play what did you play on your PS3 this weekend?
I played the demo to Ninja Gaiden Sigma 2.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, it's just as hard as the original.
I was about to say, Ninja Harder.
Ninja Gaiden Harder, yeah, exactly.
Ninja Harder.
Yeah, the only little features I noticed was a little guide where to go. Like, you hold, I think it's L1, I believe. Shows you the path to take to go to the next part of the stage. Enemies seem to fight much better than they did in Sigma. Smarter, you know, they'll gang up on you when your back's turned. That's when they'll jump on you the most. Pretty good. Nice, hard little difficulty for me. So I'll look into it. I'll look into it when it, I think it comes out today. Actually, came out today.
It's another reason you'd like ODST. Play that shit on Legendary.
Mm-hmm.
You're not even allowed to win. Play on Legendary.
Like one bullet gone.
No, they didn't have to shoot you. They just have to be aware of your presence.
They can just kind of look at you mean, and then you fall over.
They're immune to damage.
Distance.
Yeah. They're all immune to damage.
Like a scanner's movie or something.
Like kill you with the stink eye. That's it. Theoretically, people have beaten it like that. I don't know how. They must have, like, James T. Kirk'd the whole goddamn thing. You know, like, it's... I'm serious. It's like a Kobayashi Maru situation. It's just not beatable. It's designed to sell controllers.
The only way to win is not to play.
Yeah.
Yeah, how many have you broken in your lifetime? Countless.
Not enough. There are controllers out there that have not yet felt my wrath.
So, I know, Scott, you saw the news that they pulled the Twitter stuff out of Uncharted 2, right?
Yeah, or they were toning it down or something like that, yeah.
Well, they disabled it.
Disabled it.
For now. Is what they did. Did you guys see that, you know, with that?
Yeah.
I wasn't even aware that was in there until everybody started bitching about how annoying it was. And I was like, oh, okay.
But it occurred to me when, like, yeah, this is the first I'd heard of it, was today. But it occurred to me that considering the people that were really upset about how annoying it was were all reviewers who were looking at each other's Twitter accounts, you know, where it's all filled up with... Complete chapter 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Well, you know, you guys all got your review copy at the same time, and so you all had to tear through it from beginning to end real quick to write a review about it. That's not how normal people play games.
Right.
Now, it might be better if it didn't just post to your Twitter every time you completed a chapter. Like, if you have a big, long play session, maybe you should just post at the end of your play session that, hey, got to here. You know?
I saw a screenshot of, like, there was a settings. It was like... Twitter each time you, and then you could check boxes next to it. Complete a chapter, get so many kills, or something. There were a bunch of different options for when you wanted it to tweet. I don't care. I don't put that shit on my Twitter. I don't push that shit on my Facebook with the, you know, that updates my shit whenever I'm playing something or get achievements.
I think it sounds great. I'd love to do that.
I don't put any of that stuff up there. Yeah, well, that's great.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait for the Facebook integration with the 360, so I don't have to go manually update my, you know, achievements on my Facebook thing. When I get an achievement, I just want it to fucking publish it.
Why don't you care? You don't have any right not to care.
I just don't
care. No, I'm sorry. You
were
on
Facebook
caring.
Before any of us, yeah. No, you weren't, were
no.
you? You were the last one on Facebook.
Yes.
Ah, that's right.
But you are a Twitter whore.
Yeah, you were the first one on Twitter.
I was the first one on Twitter.
But I'm just saying, like, I know you, and... The things I know about you tell me that you need to be interested in this.
I'm not.
I don't care whether you are or not. You need to be.
I need to be, but, yeah. I've never been big on that. Even outside of the whole gaming thing, but all that shit you can do to your Facebook and all this shit. We're getting way off topic.
What? This isn't off topic.
Were you
this
here for the beginning
topic.
Of the show?
No, what I'm about to say was getting way off topic. Yeah.
I saw hot dogs wrapped inside of pizzas. The beginning of the show is how I'm going to go eat a salmon burger later. Like,
it's gamer grub, though. Hot dogs wrapped in pizzas. That's good.
Yeah,
I like that.
Fuck that gamer grub stuff, man. It made me overeat on Sunday.
Wasn't too bad.
I was munching Pringles, and Scott's like, I hear you munching Pringles. I need to go get some gamer grub. And so he's like narrating the gamer grub for me. And he's like, oh, it's like peanut butter and jelly. And I was like, he did that for a while. And I'm like... Man, fuck you. Now I got to go eat some of my, whatever those little bastards are called.
Uncrustable.
Yeah. Had a whole box of peanut butter and jelly Uncrustables. I'm going to grab like three of them.
So, anyway.
No, I can't stand it when I have friends on Facebook and I have those same friends on Twitter. Mm-hmm. And I read their Twitter, but then I go to their Facebook and I read the same goddamn thing they just said on Twitter.
Yeah, you know why? Because we link our Twitter to our Facebook and it just posts the same thing in two places. That way I don't have to go post it two places.
I just don't understand.
They're two different forms of distribution. They're two really...
The people following me on Twitter are not the same people that I've friended on Facebook.
Right, and so I think that, hey, you know, if you want to follow me on Facebook, you'll get different information. Follow me on my Twitter.
No, that's
you'll
not
get
how information works.
Dude, I only have so much time in the
works.
Yeah, I only have so much time in the day to update my shit.
Yeah, man, different then. I got all day to update my shit.
I pull out my BlackBerry, go to the Twitter app, type some shit in, hit enter, bam, done. Like it's all updated.
Wow.
Everybody gets the information.
I don't even have either one for the purpose of giving information. They're entirely there to get me information. So I get really angry when people aren't doing interesting things.
And more to like the point of like wanting the integration with my games. Like initially, that's all I used Facebook for, was to talk about, hey, I'm playing this now. Hey, mm-hmm. I beat this now. Now I'm going to play this.
Yeah.
You know, because most of the people on my Facebook were all like other COG people. Now there's like a bunch of old high school people and work people and,
well, that's
and
not
other
what Facebook's
people.
For.
And like whatever, if they want to like hear about the games I'm playing, they're more than welcome to. You know, but yeah.
As you can tell, there wasn't a lot of news this week between our Thursday show and our Tuesday show.
Maybe there was, Scott. Maybe it just wasn't as interesting as what we think about Twitter integration. Do you ever fucking think about that?
So yeah, what next?
Yeah, wait till you see my Facebook after the new Microsoft update comes out.
Oh yeah.
I got this achievement. Oh, here's this one.
Oh fuck, it'll be worse than that. It'll be like, he just bought an Xbox Live Arcade game. He just bought more points. He just checked his friends list.
Man, you need to know that shit, too.
He's having a conversation with so-and-so. He's in a party with this person. It's just going to go nuts.
I would like to, kind of jumping back and just whatever, I'm kind of going two different directions at once. I would like to know if anybody else has had problems of any kind with ODST. Because we had massive problems on the first night. And then we kind of fixed it, but we still continued to have problems, some of which seemed to be associated with being in a party simultaneous with playing the game.
That's mm-hmm. that's almost that felt well,
now,
very obvious. Actually.
Let me say, when I played with Uno,
yeah,
we were all in a party and it worked fine.
Yeah, well, even after we supposedly fixed Scott's issue, when the three of us were playing, when me and Dennis and Scott were playing, and we were in a party, and it was just like, this is fine.
You couldn't do it.
Drop out of a party and it's fine, and just do
it. It's
connect.
Pretty inconsistent, but like you, yeah.
I just don't know how to like troubleshoot that. Uh-huh. Because
how many were you playing with? Who all was in your party? It was like, how many people were in the party?
Four.
Okay, four people. Wow.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just curious about that, and I would like to hear from anybody else. But mm-hmm. while we were having our problems, there didn't seem to be much squawking on the internet about about this.
And
issues.
I saw it. I would see like at least like I saw like you guys like all playing ODST in co-op, but obviously not in a party.
Right.
But meanwhile, there'd be like two other groups of coggers. In like a big ass party,
and, yeah, a party,
with,
yeah.
ODST. So, like I said very inconsistent, but yeah, it was clearly a problem for us.
Yeah,
it was the only thing that seemed to work was jumping out of the party, and then the thing ran fine. Little hiccups here and there, but nothing that was, you know,
nothing catastrophic. Nothing like the problems we'd had before. Mm-hmm. So I don't know.
Although I have to say, on top of Scott's router problems, like. My Switch just died yesterday.
Oh, that's right. You're telling me.
So, you know, who knows? There may have been some wonkiness going on with my network traffic over the Switch, too.
Possible.
Which may have contributed to it some, a little bit.
It's very possible. So.
I don't know where to go.
You don't know where to go?
No, I don't want to go next.
Really?
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 Then go to commercial.
You see, you know what we missed? You know what we missed? We had to cut out a whole intro that you guys didn't get to hear.
Yeah.
Because, like, one of the mics was broken.
Yeah.
And Scott was all like, blah, 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 James never shuts up. And, like, I hate James so much because he doesn't shut up. And like, no, it's the James show and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, all right, I'll just shut up talking sometime and see how well you do. I don't know what to talk about.
It's weird because, like, and I don't think we talked about this yet on this version of the show that we're doing.
That's right. It feels like we mentioned it because we did, but it's not recorded. So
yeah, because back when we were upstairs doing this thing live, I had to do all the talking.
Yeah.
Because James couldn't really. I mean,
I couldn't
every
go.
Every third word was going to be bleeped. Maybe every other.
And we could really only afford one bleep per episode, so that was a bit of a problem.
I've thought about it since then. I was like, how the fuck did I do that shit? I must have sounded like, ugh, I must have sounded horrible. Trying to scramble.
No, you did fine. I mean, that was fine.
You know what I'm saying?
You did really good.
Maybe I'm taking a year off. You guys do this shit for a while. Do it for a while.
I was going to say, you've turned into James. Like, in...
You don't know what to do when every other word needs to be a cuss word.
You can be Mr. Radio Guy, but when you have to be real.
Yeah, see, if you pay attention, I'm not actually saying anything. If you were to cut out all the curse words, I haven't really said much of anything.
But yeah, so we've been doing this for a year now. Well, shit, we've been doing it longer than
We've been doing... We've been doing this as IGC again, like under our old name is new, IGC 2.0, whatever. Since COG went out, we've been doing that for a year. But we've been doing this for like almost 3 years now.
It was a year ago today we were upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
And
became internet in game chat again.
Yeah, Bap quit, Fitz quit, we quit, mm-hmm. sort of. And went about our way. So yeah, it's been a year, and
I mean it was pretty consistent for us. You know, the name change was whatever, but I think more notably is that it's right at the 1 year anniversary for COG.
Yeah, and you know what? They're not going to hear this. There's going to be you'll see a post tomorrow, but they're not going to. Nobody's going to read this thing until nobody's going to hear the show until well after that's already been posted. But I'll throw some numbers out there now. Since COG was created. 1,500 plus members have registered, 600 plus active members, 12,000 threads, 375,000 posts, 2,400 news posts, and 46 reviews within a year.
First year.
With just the first year. We've had 1.1 million unique visits, 9.1 million page views, 8 pages per visit by a user, 11 plus minutes per visit on the site, and Twitter accounts for over 10% of our new visitors, and Google accounts for 60% of our new visitors, or over 60% of our new visitors. So, all that within just our very, very first year. So, it's good. And, you know, in our year of doing this IGC, we've had Hader on the show,
mm-hmm.
and, Nolan North and Mark Hamill, and you know, we've had the Twisted Pixel guys, and we're gonna have the Naughty Dog guys back on. I've been told and promised. So, yeah, it's been a fun year. We've had people switch out of the room, people come back.
Grats on the ding.
Yeah. Thanks for listening.
Now let's run some heroics. All right, take a break.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
And now a peek into the universally acclaimed internet audio whimsy, the FUDcast.
So I'm going to the mall to go get a game, and I'm wandering around, and I decided on getting a copy of Animal Crossing. So I take the game over to the guy, and he's trying not to laugh at me. So I ask him, hey, dude, what's the problem? And he's like, nothing, you just look a little old to be in the third grade.
Wow, apparently he knows what a lot of third graders like, I guess. What'd you tell him?
I told him I hoped his mother died like those guys in Indiana Jones.
Which guys?
When they open the ark.
Oh my god. Yeah, hopefully.
FUDcast. In-depth game analysis every other Sunday at gameradio.us.
I kind of got a sense of him as like who he was. And you're like, I'm just like the stoic, stolid Master Chief. But after all that, it's like, who gives a shit? You know, this really didn't bother me that much. I don't really like the rookie a lot because they did put him in the position of silent protagonist where it's like he never said shit. And I'm like, everybody else in the unit was a chatty fucking Kathy.
Yeah.
and he isn't for some reason. So
it is kind of weird. Like I like the silent protagonist, but if you're going to be playing alternately a silent protagonist and other people who were talking,
it was an odd mix. It was, I suppose, it was a good match for the. See, you haven't been yet to the part that actually bothered me.
Okay.
He's all running through the night, you know, in Mombasa. So his side, like, he ain't got anybody to talk to.
Yeah, that's
so
fine.
That's okay. But when he eventually meets up with, like, old girl, and she, like, kind of directly addresses him a couple of times, and he just sort of, like, you know, gives a bit of a shrug, it's like, wouldn't have been too bad to make him a guy, you know? And, like, everybody else was so... It became a little bit of a tool for them to use the visor opacity. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, like, sometimes it would be... They'd be, you know, all business, and then sometimes they'd be, like, having a conversation, and they wanted you to see the faces. And he never did that. Like, he never did... I don't know, there was some sort of primal attachment to that, to how they had done Master Chief before, yeah. You know what I mean?
So you say both of them did the silent protagonist
route. Master Chief would talk.
Okay.
Master Chief was not a silent protagonist. He was faceless.
Okay.
For really no good reason. Well, yeah, there are reasons in the fiction, I guess you could say. Mm-hmm. Because of the way the Spartans developed psychologically.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't particularly like being out of their armor. And, like, if you think about it too much, it gets sort of gross, but, like, they really didn't like leaving their armor. Like, they stayed in their armor all the time. Also, it was a big fucking pain in the ass to get in and out of it. Like, you had to have some help, according to the expanded stuff, but whatever. I wouldn't have minded it if this guy was kind of a little more a part of the group, you know? Nameless, faceless rookie. I don't know. It didn't bother me too much, but it was like, eh.
It probably would have been bad if you weren't playing as the other squad mates.
Yeah, it was just, like, it was a little more, yeah, there was so much personality in the other guys, comparatively.
Yeah, so. See, when you said silent protagonist, I was thinking about Isaac in Dead Space, because you said that was done
And I felt okay with Isaac.
Mm-hmm.
But even then, you know, I would not have minded Isaac to say something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just like, I don't know, whatever. After being, like, run all over the ship to hell and back. So, I don't know.
You're talking about the visor. How often, like, how much did you have that thing turned on?
When it was dark.
Even some of the more daylight or sort of daylight cases, I still kept it on. It was just so much easier to, yeah.
I found it not at all
there were points where I couldn't even have it on because obviously it was just whatever. But like that last,
which I thought was kind of like, I don't know. I don't understand why augmented reality must necessarily be tied to night vision.
Mm-hmm.
But it was okay, and it was subtle enough that I didn't necessarily feel like. I could forget about it sometimes at night. You know, even when it was on, mm-hmm. I wasn't aware of it mm-hmm. being on.
Yeah.
At night, yeah, and that worked. But during... Take the very last fight, for example. It takes place on the parking garage. Anytime you went to the left wing or the right wing of the higher ground,
uh-huh.
too bright to use. But when I'm looking down there on that little... main area where the enemies are spawning from, it helped so much in just seeing what was going on, telling from, you know, you guys being down there or any of the other guys who were helping out being in that area. I could turn it on and I could see the outlines. It was just a hell of a lot easier.
I didn't,
than when
yeah,
I had
it wasn't
off.
It wasn't a big issue, but like when that game was dark, that game was fucking a dark.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't fucking around.
I had to respawn. I respawned next to you in one of those fucking hallways.
Yeah.
I couldn't see shit. I was like, you're like, hey, where are you? I was like, hang on, I don't even know where the fuck you are. Hold on. Because I couldn't see in front of me. I didn't know if I was looking at a wall, if there was any, if I was in a big area. I had no idea until I turned that damn thing on. Yeah, it's very dark. It's doom dark.
Which, it was good.
And there's areas where it's not so dark you can't see, but it's just dark enough to make things kind of indistinct.
Uh-huh.
And, like, there was a time when we were playing together and I died and I respawned. And I, like, start running for where I know a corner is. And I'm like, I don't know where to turn yet. And I realized my visor was back off. So I turned on and, like, it highlights the edges yellow. I'm like, okay, now I can kind of see again.
Yeah, I liked it. I thought that the visor was pretty helpful without being intrusive. Again, I would like to have had maybe a couple of different modes, a couple of separate overlays, you know, separate the augmented reality from the night vision.
Yeah.
But overall, it was good. And I liked their... I mean, some of the facial animations and stuff were a little... They were a little weird. Some of them I thought actually looked really good. Not... Let me be specific. I thought they did a very good job of matching the render of the head, the render of the helmet, and then being able to lose the opacity of the visor and still have the sense that, like, the helmeted head and the model of the character and everything fit well and looked logical. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of a thing that I don't always necessarily believe works, but it was clearly designed in such a way that helmets were always coming on and off, and they always looked like, yeah, it's like a real, like, kind of awesome high-tech piece of gear that seems to fit very well. It was just a good piece of design. And for some of them, I thought that they mapped the characters very well inside of the masks and the helmets and stuff. I liked that a lot. But they did look a little bit weird, and a little bit robot chicken, as you said.
Yeah. There was something, like, seriously, the visuals were great. It was just the character animation. Like, when I want to call him Mal, but it was Buck, right?
Yes, yeah, Buck.
When Buck would do, like, hand gestures and stuff, it was very reminiscent of the way that they do it on Robot Chicken. It just had this, not stop motion feel to it.
Kind just, of exaggerated?
Yeah, just this movement of, like, it was just... It seemed like a lot of actual animation for a guy that it didn't seem would be doing that sort of thing. He's all bulked in that suit. I wouldn't think he'd be pretty loose and limber and whatever else he was doing when he was talking and the way that they would walk. And it was kind of off-putting, but, you know, not very much. It didn't really make or break anything.
I'll tell you what it did do, regardless of how cheesy it may have been, it really set it apart from previous Halo.
Just fucking the whole thing set it apart.
Yeah, but I mean, that was very distinctly, yeah, like, from the intro where I'm like, these are not just the anonymous soldiers that I've been surrounded with. These are very specifically, like, dudes of individual character. You know, with an ugly chick. And, like, it really very quickly made me realize that this was not Halo 3. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't think I know anybody that's jumped in on the adversarial multiplayer at all. So, I still can't talk about that. I mean, I got the second disc when I rented it, but, yeah. I don't have any comment on the new maps just because I haven't spent any time on the old ones. So, you know, yeah. Still haven't. I don't think I will.
Yeah. I wouldn't either. I mean, I wish they had the option of just buying that one disc because I will never use. I don't know. Maybe I'll buy that and then find somebody that wants that second disc who wouldn't be getting
it. I do have another question for you, though. It's still pretty nebulous and, like, who the fuck knows even what it is, but are you anticipating Reach in a different way now? Halo was motherfucking Halo for the longest time, and it's like, great, you're doing more Halo stuff, you know? Mm-hmm. Bungie's doing more Halo stuff. And...
Yeah, part of the reason we wanted somebody else to have a different take on Halo was because of the way Bungie had handled it through 1, 2, and 3.
Sure.
Which didn't really, you know, resonate with me.
Right. And we almost proved our point with Ensemble taking over for Halo Wars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, damn, it's great.
This is really cool, and it's different. And if this isn't your thing, it's not your thing. But it's a neat take on the universe. But to see Bungie, like, make those kinds of changes on their own, I was like,
yeah.
Hey, this is really good. Now all of a sudden, I'm optimistic about Reach, about more, believing that Reach can go in a good direction.
More of these kind of changes, please.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, as well, indistinct as it is. Well, okay, but I mean, either way, like, do
just
you...
Just like Metal Gear Solid 2 was Kojima's last game, right?
They haven't proved to... They've yet to prove that they break their promises.
Yet. Oh, okay.
Halo 3 was their last Halo.
No, the last Halo game that they were going to work on is Reach. They didn't say Halo 3 would be
before Reach. Halo. Before Reach, they...
Yeah, they did.
They. It's, I believe it was ODST was supposed to be their...
Was it?
Their last
thing. I think they said that this would be their... I think they said Halo
before,
3...
This was discussed before Reach was ever known to be a thing. This was discussed a year ago.
Show me that.
I'll actually do my best.
Because I'm thinking they said...
Because this was argued from several different points of view. This was all from that point in time, remember, a year ago, E3, when ODST was announced but not announced, and we want to talk about it, but oh, shit, we're not allowed to talk about it kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
When we still had an enormous amount of questions about... How exactly, if Bungie's been released from Microsoft control, are they still mucking around in Halo? You need to think back, because this was...
No, I'm starting to realize that, because I remember...
There were a lot of statements that were at cross-purposes to one another, and there were a lot of revisions.
And we had said that we're not unhappy about ODST releasing, or whatever the case was. I think our argument was that, you're right, Bungie did say that we're done telling the Halo story.
Yeah.
I think is what they were saying.
I'm not saying that they necessarily meant it and changed their minds, but they were definitely not clear. Certain parties were saying certain things about the situation, so I don't know. Here's the thing, though. Back after Halo 3, I wanted it. It's like, yeah, you need to be done. Clear. You just need to do something else.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm like, if you can make meaningful alterations to how you work in this universe, then okay. Like, certainly it sucks to be pigeonholed as a one-trick pony, or maybe like a one-genre pony, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can make meaningful changes, if you can grow the way that you're telling your stories and making your games, maybe I don't need you to move on as badly.
Yeah.
I mean, if you need to, that's fine. But whatever. The point is, they can obviously do it.
Yeah.
So, has that changed or affected at all the way you look forward to Reach? Or has it made you look forward to it when you didn't?
It hasn't. I don't think it's changed anything just yet. Until I hear more, it hasn't really changed anything, because I still don't know a damn thing about Reach.
Okay, well, I really did mean that in a more indistinct... you didn't know anything about Reach before ODST. You mm-hmm. still don't know anything about Reach. But the prospect of Reach for me has changed, because I've seen and played proof that they can do something different. That's kind of what I'm getting at. It's very meta,
yeah.
Physical.
No, well, I still feel indifferent. If I can't explain why, I still feel just indifferent on it. That for whatever reason, I don't know why. But
my hopes for Reach have changed.
Yeah.
Like, I was hoping for Reach to be, because they still haven't said like what kind of game it is, right?
Right.
Okay. Right. So I was hoping
a Halo game.
Yeah, I was hoping that it would be, you know, maybe not even a first-person shooter, just something to force them to do something different and be interesting. But now that I know they can do something different and interesting and still do it in a first-person format, yeah,
be okay if it was
a
first-person shooter.
Be a first-person shooter now and see what else they can do.
Yeah, I was just curious. Like, I didn't know.
I suppose that would fit. Yeah, I'm hopeful.
I'm just curious, because like I have no idea what the hell to think about Reach, but.
I'll be okay if it's not a first-person shooter, too. Now, I mean, I'll be interested in no matter what it is now, I guess.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah.
That's
we'll
cool.
We'll see.
I didn't mean to sidetrack you with that. I don't mean to, like, dig a hole, a Halo hole.
As long as it
there.
Doesn't use Natal.
Yeah. It'll use Natal. It'll use Natal. Everything's going to use Natal.
God. What a horrible day that'll be.
Maybe. I don't, you know, I don't know. They're putting a lot into it. They can surprise. They're not stupid. They're really not. They know how to do stuff. And like, I expect for it to be aimed in a direction, in some other direction, not toward me. But
yeah, same here.
I'm willing to be surprised by it. You know, I would rather it be interesting than suck. There's plenty of suck in the world. I got plenty to talk about, even if Natal turns out to be cool. So, whatever. What are you looking at over there? Is it interesting? It needs to be interesting. Why isn't it? Why are you bothering looking at something if it's not interesting?
Because my reader updated, and I thought, oh, it might be something interesting. I was like, oh
Jesus
nope.
Fucking Christ.
Yeah, I know. Between Thursday and today.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Tweets or emails?
None.
Really?
Well, let me check the Twitter real quick. We got one email.
That's what happens when we, like...
We have a show right after
we Right before a weekend and then right yeah. after a weekend.
And we have absolutely no tweets. We have no voice messages. We have one email.
We'll probably have twice as much next week. So it'll be digested. Have digested two episodes.
Yes.
By the time we record.
Our email comes from Colt Lemons. Luckless Wonder. On the forums. He wants to talk to us about Pandora.
Pandorum.
It's a movie. With Dennis Quaid.
Ah! Yeah, the one where I keep looking at it and I'm like, is that Dead Space? Oh,
yes.
No, it's not Dead Space.
Yeah. Remember when I went and showed you that poster? I was yeah. like, this poster doesn't look like it, but this movie really looks like Dead Space.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I kept seeing the trailer and I'm like, oh my god, it's Dead Space. Oh. But it's Dennis Quaid, and I do like Dennis Quaid. And then there's terrible things happening to people in space, which I'm told by people who create fiction that's absolutely what has to happen when you go in space. Horrible things.
Or when you go to the moon also.
Ah, just terrible things. You never went and saw that shit, did you?
Mm-hmm. Such a fail. Fucker.
You're such a...
With the exception of that one show you hate, that I don't even remember the name of the fucking show.
What did I hate?
Takes place in space, Grey's Anatomy, or whatever.
Defying Gravity.
Yeah. Defying Gravity, yeah.
I actually, you know, it's funny. I don't have a television in my computer room any longer, so like I put like random fail shows on Hulu, just to have something going on. Like, you know, if I'm like playing a Warcraft or Eve, or if I'm like
You don't want to get distracted by
Fallout.
Something very good to watch.
I don't want to watch anything, so I just put stuff up there. And like, I'm kind of astonished in retrospect at some of the stuff that I allowed to play, because like Dana came back from her vacation and she had queued up a bunch of stuff and. I was like, yeah, I actually sort of watched that on Hulu, and I was like, you know, flipping through the stuff, I'm like, you know, I think I watched that on Hulu, and this is like the one about like all the chick witches or something. And I'm like, how the hell did I watch that? But you know what? I'm pretty sure I watched that. Like, which was okay, because Rebecca Romijn was having like really great boob in that episode, so... I mean, not that she never really isn't, but like it was especially pretty good there. So, but whatever, it was just on. I watched, so like I actually have watched up to wherever the hell Defying Gravity is, but not like actively because I don't have to give a shit. It's just some stuff happening off to the side. So I'm peripherally aware of the fact that it's still just as shitty as it was when I complained about it before.
But yeah, Colt writes to us, so, Pandorum, I went expecting it to be a campy action horror flick, or maybe a Dead Space wannabe.
Uh-huh.
But I left the theater thoroughly impressed.
Really?
It's good. The story structure was simple, but pretty solid. It takes a lot of elements that could be cliche if handled improperly, and it makes them work. The special effects were great, and the ship was pretty cool. It is sort
of
god
damn it, it's got a cool ship.
Yeah.
I'm done for.
Well, it's sort of a spindly in sort of a spindly Leviathan way. And I fully expected to see those creatures again when I slept last night. The actors were good. Some were a little too good at portraying psychosis. There are a lot of things I want to say about it, but I don't want to risk spoilers. That's good, because we haven't seen it.
We might go see that this weekend, then.
Yeah, nobody has seen it. We got Zombieland, too, this weekend.
Oh, Zombieland. That's going to be some good shit.
Isn't there anything else?
Who cares?
No, there was that thing with the Bruce Willis and the stuff going on.
Surrogates.
Oh, yeah, Surrogates. Yeah.
Which I kind of wanted to. Well, yeah, you know, whatever.
Interesting. Yeah.
Whatever. It's something I can eat popcorn to. I'm just saying.
Yeah, but man, it doesn't have, like, zombies getting crushed by pianos and shit.
But there's not enough fans, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't want to go into spoilers in case nobody's seen it, but there are some details I can go into. It's a simple thing, but I really liked how each individual computer station could be charged independently of the main power system. That's nice. We've run into that problem playing games before. It's like, hey, you can't activate any of this shit until you turn the main power on. When they discover the reactor is down, the character Peyton removes a panel from the bottom of the console, revealing a hand-operated crank. He spun the crank a few times until the console had sufficient charge to function. It's a very small detail, but it completely fascinated me. Security lockers, and I'm assuming certain weapons, were the same way. It was also a relief to see a horror movie that didn't bank on sex and blood. For a creature feature, there was surprisingly little violence, or rather, the violence was very sporadic. On the occasion it did happen, it was pretty brutal. I'm really hoping you guys discuss the movie soon. I want to see your takes on it. Hopefully everyone enjoys it as much as I did. Take it easy, guys. Colt.
Sounds like our kind of thing. If we weren't sort of like juggling...
It doesn't. I was actually worried about it being kind of a... shitty thing.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter. It sort of fits right into the sort of whether it was or not. It's exactly the sort of thing we would spend a Sunday on. I'm mildly aggravated that you still haven't seen Moon. Probably gonna have to kick you out of the studio.
No, you guys can go ahead. I'm not gonna do that.
Okay. Then we'll do that in a minute.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying, like, I want to give you the opportunity to think about that for a second. I mean, it's not like, it's one of those things where the twist happens in the first quarter of the film, not the last quarter of the film. There really is no twist at the end. It happens in, like, you know, you start essentially kind of with the twist, and then you just sort of deal with the consequences from there on out. It is a little odd. And I mean, you know, for us, living in a backwater, like, it took a while for the film to get here, so mm-hmm. everybody else everywhere mm-hmm. has probably seen it if they had the desire to, but yeah, I don't know. I mean, it was good.
Oh, yeah.
While we're on that subject, it was good, but we haven't actually had a chance to talk to you about it, because Jeremy and I talked about it.
Yeah. Well, like, I showed it like 5 times.
Yeah.
I worked on it.
No, but I know that you're aware of it. I just haven't had an opportunity to sort of ask you what your overall opinion of it is.
I liked it a lot. I thought it was really good. It was kind of interesting, you know, since I get to see it multiple times, kind of go back and see, you know, okay, here's this part where you can tell, like, this one guy's just getting really kind of fucked up.
Yeah.
And you kind of see the progression go on from there.
I liked it, but the more I thought about it, the more I actually did have some pretty serious problems with it. You know, Jeremy and I spent the next day, you know, in between problem solving, like, kind of discussing what it was. And I was willing to give on certain things, because one of his first comments, which I think is completely legitimate, and, like, whatever, spoiler, 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 whatever, the movie's like 4 fucking months old by now, so. was that
the two guys, like...
The clones.
They
don't question enough.
Yeah,
it's
they
like,
find
hey, there's
out,
a clone.
Like, obviously they're clones, but, like, they never, like...
Lose their shit.
Yeah, get into it.
I was
going to
say, the older one kind of does that for a little while, but the new guy is just kind of,
I was kind of willing to give, like, the older one a pass on it, because he was, like, obviously, like, at the end of his lifespan.
Yeah, coming apart
to break down, like, mentally and physically.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know what, like, breaking down clone might, you know.
Right.
Whatever. But, like, the new guy, like, seemed to have his shit together pretty good. And I thought would, like seriously question this other guy about some stuff. And, like, he just didn't. He just, like, stood around and looked at him all sour a lot.
My personal explanation for that was that these guys were clearly not just...
Oh, before you say that, I just to add on that, they also like didn't question the robot very much about it either.
Yeah.
No.
It was a very good resource for that.
Yes.
You know.
I just, yeah, to that same end, I think my explanation was that they were likely engineered to not ask questions. They were designed to fill their contract, quote unquote. That was the whole point of their existence, was to fill that 3-year contract. And whether they began falling apart because of radiation exposure, which kind of seems unlikely based on other things that were in the movie, or whether, as a side effect of engineering a full-grown closet clone, you know, an adult clone, the lifespan is naturally limited and they just start to experience accelerated cellular breakdown. And that's why they were dying. Like, it wasn't clear why.
Yeah.
But after 3 years, they basically just, like, turned to goo, you know, and, like, whatever. So you have to write them off, you know, like, and deal with that whole thing. So as a part of the whole process of being in an absurd situation, like being on a moon base completely alone, like being in a situation where they're willing to believe there's these eternal communication blackouts, you know, like they have to be in psychologically predisposed to not ask certain questions or to kind of believe shit that they're told. So the fact that they wouldn't question one another necessarily just struck me as programming. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but even then later on, the guy's like, well, why do you think the satellite's gone?
Yeah.
But then again, you have to wonder, you know, I always felt like he didn't have much shot because there was just too many holes. You know, if you actually go back and look at it and, like, say, like, you know, how did I get here so fast? You know, especially if this guy was still alive.
Yeah, there were a lot of things like that. And, like, you know, they've been over, like, the whole three-year thing.
Yeah.
And, like, it became apparent pretty quick what was happening with, like, the breakdown of the clones in 3 years. And, like, near the end of the film, he's, like, the one is, like, you know, coming apart at the seams. And I was like, what's going on with you, man? And I was like, come on, man. It's kind of obvious. Like, that's clone 101.
Yeah.
You know, it's obvious what's going on.
Yeah, whether it was bad writing or bad pacing or something, I don't know. I just found there to be a legitimate explanation for it, and there weren't enough external forces to give us that explanation. The only thing that I absolutely did not like was whatever the hell his name was.
Gertie.
Like the Kevin Spacey robot. I didn't like him. I thought he was horrible. It was a horrible, horrible stand-in. Like, you need those things, absolutely. Anytime you have, like, a lone man in a, you know, a situation that like that, you have to have... You do something like that, you give him somebody to talk to. So he's still alone because he's the only guy there.
Yeah.
But he's got the robot with which to have dialogue.
Like the superintendent.
Sort of. But, I mean, like... He can't just be talking to himself. He can't just be talking to a recorder. So having the AI there, that's really good. Problem is, I could never figure out where the hell the AI was supposed to go. Because...
I know, it's
because... He was at turns either completely innocuous and just not at all a goddamned help. Absolutely sinister, because he was complicit in this whole sham with the corporation and knowingly and willingly deceived the contract clone.
Yeah.
And then at the end had a change of heart or something, but without there being any instigating circumstance.
See, I think it could have been told better, but I think, like, the clone was just... I mean, not the clone, but the robot was just kind of going rampant, almost. Between conflicting orders.
Yeah.
I have to keep this guy safe, but at the same time, you know, the entire shebang's been revealed to them.
Yeah. I just... It's... My problem, though, is that it seemed pretty obvious that yes, his job is to keep them safe, but primarily that's within the confines of the 3-year contract. He does not keep them safe when he vaporizes them in the thing they get in and get vaporized by, whatever the fuck that thing's called.
And he goes to great pains to, like, you know, communicate with the people and keep them in the dark.
Yeah.
So
I didn't really see any growth to him or any reason why he should change for... Yeah.
And the original, you know... bit there when there's the two clones, and he obviously knows he's a clone, like, and they ask him direct questions initially. He's just like, you want something to eat?
Yeah.
You know, he, like, thinks about it for a minute and just, like, tries to change the subject, almost like he can't talk about it, and then all of a sudden he can. And just doesn't just tell him, but, like, spills the beans and, like, gives him codes and everything. It's...
And I couldn't get from one example of his behavior to the next. It didn't make sense to me. Because he's a machine, I don't think it's wrong to expect predictable behavior from him. The clones, I can
offer up all sorts of explanations for strange behavior. It's like, whatever. But the machine, I couldn't. So I just didn't. I didn't like him. He either should have been not even. He should not have been either not been a dynamic character, or there should have been a specific event. I wouldn't even have minded if one of the previous clones left some kind of Easter egg recording that, you know, revealed a lot of stuff and said, hey, you know, me and the rest of the clones have been, like, subsequently, secretly, like, fucking with his programming or something. Or if only if the previous clone had maybe figured out how to do something. I don't know. It just felt like something was missing with his development. And since his, you know, the other clone sort of gaining his freedom and making it back to Earth and everything, like, required the help of QWERTY, like, whatever. What the hell's his name?
Gertie.
God damn it. Stupid fucking name. Jarvis. Since it required his help, I would have liked to have understood why he did what he did. But other than that, you know, for shoestring budget and all that, it was a really, really fun piece of movie. It was really good. You know, it's always like fun to watch some guy like act with himself.
Yeah.
You know, and only himself for 90 minutes. So
yeah, it was fun and enjoyable. Despite, like, you know, my handful of problems with it, I had a really good time.
What are you looking at, Scott?
I was looking at Twitter. It wasn't necessarily a Twitter to us, but one of the people who follows us, SPB Tool, had said that his friends list was stacked for the longest time with nothing but ODST, but a week later, nothing. Mm-hmm. And I've kind of noticed that.
Have you really?
On my friends list is that the ODST love has kind of dropped.
Burns hot and fast?
Yeah.
It's not hard to do when that's all you play for a week.
Well, shit, man. We did it in those did it fucking all day Sunday.
Well, that was just campaign.
That was campaign, but, man, 9 o'clock, I was like, all right, I don't fucking touch this shit anymore. I'm done. And I had a headache, too. What are you done
with? Oh, playing at that? Yeah, whatever. Yeah. That's okay. Like I said, I want to finish the campaign a little bit more. I wouldn't mind some more firefight, but...
Yeah, I'm pushing for more firefight. I don't feel I played enough of that.
Well, you know, and the other thing was, we kept making it awfully close to the par on some of those levels.
I know, I think that's my...
And then we lost it because of the connectivity issues, so... Yeah.
I really want to.
I wouldn't mind reaching for par on a few more of those episodes. Mm-hmm. Or on a few more of the maps, whatever. So, yeah. That'll be good. Maybe we'll get some more of that in by the weekend. Although we've already got stuff on deck, man, to deal with. Like, Muramasa is already out, and I said I wanted to play that.
Mm-hmm.
Extraction is out this week.
Yep.
And I'm going to make you play that with me.
So come on over.
Yep.
And
then next week is. Well, we don't have anything next week. RJ, though.
Demon Souls.
You've got to play that next week. And then the week after that, forget about it.
Yep.
Damn right.
Bet your ass.
So, yeah.
All right.
I think that's going to do it.
That is going to do it.
Cool.
So, I'm going to go home and eat a salmon burger, apparently.
Does anybody want to play tonight?
Maybe. I mean, it's early enough.
You got shit going on.
Baby coming in. Blah, 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 baby.
I'll probably be moving furniture around. I might be able to jump on. I don't know. We'll see.
We'll see.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's it. So, thanks again for listening.
Good night.
Happy birthday to the show.
Yeah, happy birthday, Cog.
Yay.
And
happy birthday to Cog. See you next week.
Grand birthday party. Yay.
Hooray!